Donna.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening. Malcolm.
Good evening.
Good evening. Yes, ma'am.
Good evening.
Good evening, Hanok.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Kukula Jemin Ha. Ta. Alavet Gimel Yud Tav Sadi. Kaberinat Amcha Sagbenu Taharenu No Ra. Giants in Tet Nun. Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivavat Shamrem Lungimodalad Yud Kafshin. The letters of the month of Cheshvan, the Dalad that created the planet Ma'adim, the planet Mars, and the Nun that created the constellation Akrav, the astrological sign of Scorpio. Together, the Dalet and the Nun spell the Hebrew word Din, which translates as judgment. Barchem tacharem rakame sitkatcha tamid gamlem Opet leish tzaditat gimel Chasin kadosh Berov tuvcha na'el adatach. Chet kuftet, tet nunayim. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokre kedushata. Yud gimel lamed, hey zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel ushma tziyakatenu yodeya talumot shin kufav tzadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into this space, and now we'll utilize the 13 attributes of mercy to separate between the positive and the negative aspects of that creation. Adonai Yohe Wahe, Adonai Yohe Wahe, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notze Chesed La'alafim, Notze Awam V'afesha, Now we're going to read the verses that we read daily that connect to the energy of the year 5777 and earlier years. The first verse is from Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katsipor oyezai chinam. The first letters of these five words can be parsed into three Hebrew words, tzatz ki'ach, and translates as appear like brothers. The final letters can be permutated into two Hebrew words, dir yam, and its translation is a sea of tenants. Both of these translations and these five words that we are concealed within the verse connect to the energy of 5777, the year of the goat. And it's just interesting to remember, since tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, that the special sacrifice on Rosh Chodesh is a goat. Another verse that connects to this year of 5777 is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. And this verse has concealed within it the name of the year spelled out, and the letters of that spelling out are separated by seven letters each. And those of us from Kabbalah know that the set number seven has great meaning. Ki Badonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadabaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazer. Now we're going to say two additional verses, but this connects us to the year 5776, the year of the pause. Whenever you are feeling overwhelmed or out of sorts or out of balance, and you need that pause, say these two verses. The first of which is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ayulimat willo yachlu lehashit et kol haolot vayichaskum achechem halevim ad kilot hamlacha yad yitkadshu hakohanim ki halevim yishrei leval Lehit Kadesh Meha Kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take these first letter of these 25 words, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Ala Me Hey 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 Aka Arekacha. The second verse that connects to the year 5776, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu ba Adonai Yohewahe Adead Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Sur Olamim. The year 5775, the year that swallows death forever. We have three verses. Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni lo tarpeni adili ruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, Udu, Mikol Hamachavu Yiyam. Asher Yitchabe Sham Ushabtem Eli El Nahom. Wehalakti Yitchem Wechayim Yashno. Baretz Vechipasti. Oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayo. And the one verse that connects to the year 5774, peace in the Middle East, is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leami liYisrael untati v'shakan tafta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu b'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're going to read a verse from the Zohar, from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29, which connects to the energy of certainty, and we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. Goshem Yehud Kudshabarihu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimud Hilud Hilu Urchimu Leyaka Leshem Yud He Bavav He Leshem Bashem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vehino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenehu Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tanenan Dekucha Berichu Kol Madi Aved Leila Witata Kolaihu Keshot Vyovada dikshot, v'leit lach mila bialma, tivaye barnash ledach yaleya, mine yalan haga, beyal kulana, tehakulu ovada dikshot, inun, wikola itsterich bialma. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim who left this day, the 29th day of Cheshvan. Rabbi Chaim ben Rabbi Dov Besh HaKohen Rappaport, Rabbi Yitzhak Ezek Choder, and Rabbi Avraham Abish Kanner. This year, there is no 30th of Cheshvan, which would be Rosh Chodesh Kislev anyway. But the people who passed on the 30th, we celebrate in years where there is no 30th on the 29th. So these tzaddikim are Rabbi Yaakov Betzalel Zolti, Rabbi Tzvi Hersh HaKohen of Rimonov, Rabbi Asher Oscar Fassman, Rabbi Eliezer Yehuda Waldenberg. And the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach we say in a whisper. Tonight's class, the handout can be found in the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the last row. I believe it's on 19. On the second column from the left, for the Tikkuni LeZohar landing page. When that opens up, scroll down to class number one, and that will be tonight's handout. We've made some changes since we read this initially, as you'll see as we go through. And the reason I said the verse from the Zohar before, because I'm not sure that we'll actually reach the verses in the Zohar before we're through with this class. This translation and commentary was done by Mark Siet, and he has graciously given us permission. For those of you who want to see his English translation, either in a soft cover book or in a PDF, he's given us the email address to send the payments, which are discounted from the prices that he has set on Amazon. So feel free to utilize that. Or if you want to keep your email concealed, send an email to me and I will forward it on. I'm starting to read where it says Hanno's commentary. Almost every sentence in this translation, in this commentary, requires a commentary to be fully understood by a beginning student or an intermediate student, and even the advanced students of Kabbalah. This would require too much time for me to draft those comments. So we'll say them as they arise in our readings. We will add the verbal comments, and hopefully one day someone will volunteer to listen to the recording and to transcribe the comments. In time, it is my intention to add additional written comments to this material, primarily from the transcribed recordings for those if someone can volunteer to do that. Please do not get frustrated because you don't understand what we're saying or discussing. Because eventually, as you grow in your spiritual level, you will be able to understand this. And always remember, there are 70 explanations in the Torah for each verse, each letter, and this is true for the Tikkuni Zohar, as it is the soul of the soul of the Torah. It is important for the student of Kabbalah to realize that the Tanakh, the Talmud, the Zohar, and especially the Tikkuni Zohar, is written in a way that we jump from subject to subject. There is no logical progression from subject to subject. This is a technique that is utilized by the human mind that is usually not recognized. It is important for the student to realize this. We now start the translation commentary. The Tikkuni Zohar is more than 70 essays on the first word of the Torah, Bereshit. Just as the whole is more than the sum of its parts, one must also realize that any teaching of Torah has many different levels. Even when translated, there is a danger. Even when translated into one of those levels, there are many other levels still being concealed. Remember, there is a danger to consider this current translation as complete in all of the meanings of all of the levels. As an example of what is being said above, the Bereshit, the word, is usually translated as in the beginning. This is an accurate translation, but not the only possible translation. It may also be translated accurately as in a beginning. One can clearly see the difference between these two translations. It is important to remember when reading a translation, one loses significant energy and especially an insight into what the author means or meant. These essays, all 70 as one unit, one essence, was written by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. What was his purpose in writing these truths, or in teaching these truths? I will leave this up to the reader to strive to search himself for the relationship between Rabbi Shimon as the author and the reader. Enjoy your search for Torah as your search for truth. Here is a foreword. The Tikkuni Zohar is part of a group of mystical writings grouped together under the general topic Zohar. It is an exposition via Kabbalah that studies the deep connection of the Shekhinah throughout the verses of Torah and the underlying themes of mystical thought. are 70 tikkun, or sections, each dealing with a variation of the word Bereshit, and how it relates to just about everything in the Jewish thought of the times, and also relating to that which is called the Oral Torah. Up until this moment, there has never been an English commentary on the Tikkuni Zohar that has covered the entire range of topics. This is now a complete English commentary that, with Hashem's help, will reach those true seekers of wisdom, gathering those insights from Torah in the harvest of the mind that awakens to its fruit. The topics included in here concern the ritual-specific prayers, the elements, the tree of life, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, cantillation, trope, the specific vowels and their mystical meanings, and a whole host of allegories that explain the mystical side of Jewish thought. Central to this thought is Shekinah, the divine presence, the bride of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the father, the mother, the daughter, and son, all relationships on the tree of life, are examined in great detail. My methodology for producing my commentary was to examine each paragraph and extract the meanings from there, and then tie it into the whole picture as it went along. I have included the Hebrew as well as the translation of certain sections to set the tone for the text, as well as clarify in a broad sense the letter combinations that are referenced here. This information is made available during certain periods of time in order to raise the level of consciousness, in order to bring about unity and peace. It is important that this English commentary be understood in the context of practical thought and the relationships that we have with the Creator and the created. It is in that spirit that my study commenced and continued to cover over 2.5 years. While I was working on this commentary, I realized that the essence of Kabbalah is to study Torah and bring forth the hidden mysteries that are available for those with eyes to see and ears to hear. The unifications that take place during the text guided me as true as a sextant and the North Star. As our sages used to say, if it were only first this moment, it would have been enough. My commentary. This foreword was written by the translator. This last paragraph indicates that the translator is a kosher student of Kabbalah. This may have become true during the translation rather than before, so we need to take his translations with skepticism. Even with our skepticism, there can be truths learned from this translation. Good luck with that effort. This is the Tikkuni Zohar in the original Aramaic, and in each section of this document, this translation, I am adding the Aramaic that is being translated. As we go through it, we will take the moments to scan this section. We don't have the time to both read the Aramaic and then the English translation, but we will scan it for the energy, and please do that now. The introduction. Rabbi Shimon departed and fled into the wilderness of Lod and concealed himself in a cave. He and Rabbi Elazar, his son, were exiled. There came to be a miracle of nature that happened that reproduced a special carob tree and a special spring where water issued forth and fed them from the same carob, and they drank from that same water. And there was Eliyahu of blessed memory who came two times every day. And they learned the knowledge that man did not have in them. And I am adding, this is a midrash from the Zohar. It occurs here in the Tikkuni Zohar and also in the Zohar itself. Is there a difference between these two stories? Yes, there are differences, but not essential differences. People ask, what is the difference between the Zohar and the Tikkuni Zohar? The easiest way to comprehend the difference is the Tikkuni Zohar is a discussion, actually 70 discussions, about the word Bereshit. The Zohar is the teachings of Rabbi Shimon to his 9 students about the Torah, and was written down by Rabbi Abba over a period of many, many years. In the Zohar, there are new things to be written about the name. The opening to this adventure in consciousness begins with Rabbi Shimon and his son Elazar. They are in a cave, and Elijah comes to speak with them. Everything that comes afterwards is a result of those conversations on the 70 revelations of the word Bereshit. At no time does it say that they ever left the cave. Section 1a. Rabbi Shimon represents the seeker in consciousness that is ultimately seeking its own self-awareness. He seeks refuge in the wilderness of Lod, or the wilderness of 40, Lamed Bav Dalet, which is the same 40 years of wandering and the same 40 days and nights spent on Sinai. The soul surrounded by the world needs respite in order to enter into the holy connection above. I am adding, as a student of Kabbalah, did you even ask why we need to know the location? It is to make the connection that the translator commentator made. We need to know that the translator commentator does not identify where the translation is and where his commentary is. Continuing, Rabbi Shimon is taught by Elijah and miraculously fed from the carob tree and the running stream. Both the teaching and the feeding are one and the same thing. Where does the soul feed? It is from the tree of life, where both sustenance and higher wisdom are both generated and received. What is the water? It is the flowing emanation of the Shekhinah. Think of Shekhinah as the link that connects, as in one verse of Torah to another, or even one concept to another. Until there is this linking, there is an absence of understanding. And I am adding, water is always an allusion to Torah. The translator is saying Shekhinah, and I feel that he uses the Shekhinah as an allusion to Torah. So Eliyahu says, let's learn some new insights about Torah. We'll call these insights Tikkuni Zohar. This is to be called the Tikkuni Zohar about the 70 faces of Torah that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai made up about the word Bereshit in the secrets of Torah. The 70 faces of Torah references the refuge taken at Elim, where the children of Israel sojourned amongst the 70 palms and 12 springs. This was a time of learning and inspiration and introspection, alluding to the same type of sojourning that Rabbi Shimon is speaking of here. I am adding, perhaps someone recognized what is the number of travels in the desert, the trip to and from Elim. This will have additional meaning for the students of Kabbalah. I didn't take the time to research that. But if my memory serves, out of the 40 years in the desert, one location, the children of Israel spent 19 years contemplating the words of Torah, the speaking of the spiritual system by Moses to the students, to the children of Israel. I believe that location was Elim. A light bulb may only shine when the circuit between itself and its source is opened. The enlightened ones, the maskilim, connect to this source via the tree of life. Now, the circuit that runs between the enlightened and the tree of life is the Shekhinah. Here we find the various radiances compared to the Chayot, the firmament, the heavens, and the various illuminations that are received from the Tree of Life and its Sephirot. All of these references are point connection that the soul reaches for and attaches itself to. And the knowledgeable will be radiant like the bright expanse of the sky. And the knowledgeable of Rabbi Shimon were warned that they have been given the attached permission given to them by Eliyahu, who is with them, and with all those souls in the houses of study, to bring down between them that which the angels learn, are guided by in secret. My commentary. A light bulb is not anywhere in the Tikkuni Zohar, since it was written approximately 2,000 years ago. The commentator perceives a circuit of energy that runs from people who are sensitive to this energy, called the maskilim, enlightened ones to the tree of life. This circuit of energy the commentator calls the Shekhinah. Continuing to read. Why does the soul, or indeed Elijah, need permission to connect to the tree of life? This permission has more to do with a harmony of relationship rather than the direct granting of permission. It is analogous to the answer that lies in waiting and is only evoked when the right question is asked. In this way, the masculine align themselves by their questions in order to receive the answers that are continuously being radiated by an ongoing creation. Elijah, who is acting as intermediary, becomes an amplifier that is placed in between the signal and the output, allowing for the question not only to be heard, but to also be responded to as well. The question and the answer are a primary component that together define the inner workings of creation, as we discover thought by thought that all of our thoughts are intertwined and are signals within the super awesome unity that we are becoming aware of, coming online to produce the experience of unification. And I am adding, there are many systems of Kabbalah. I am not familiar with the one that the translator is using in the above paragraph. Yet remember, I am always indicating that without a question, the answer has no vessel to reveal it. The commentator is using the same question-answer dynamic to explain his understanding of the Tikkuni Zohar. Continuing to read. What is this main principle, Ikar, or the foundation of the chariot? It is the conceptual reality of the tree of life. This is where our thoughts attach themselves and become, as a result of this attachment, imbued with the radiant brilliance that is the status quo of the continuous creation that always becomes more than it was by compression and expansion. And he who is in the firmament above the living creatures, about which is written Yeheskel. Above the firmament that was over their heads, a question is asked. In this way, the Maskilim align themselves by their questions in order to receive the answers that are continuously being radiated by an ongoing creation. Elijah, who is acting as intermediary, becomes an amplifier that is placed between the signal and the output, allowing for the question not only to be heard, but to also be responded to as well. The question and answer are a primary component that together define the inner workings of creation, as we discover thought by thought that all of our thoughts are intertwined and are signals within the super awesome unity that we are becoming aware of, coming online to produce the experience of unification. I'm not making a comment here, but I could. It's basically just, I will go ahead and make a comment. This whole idea, number one, I duplicated this paragraph, but it wasn't I who did so, that the author did so, the translator did so. Maybe it's duplicated in the Aramaic itself, I'm not sure. But if so, it's needed to break the klipot in our own brains, our own lack of understanding. And when the klipot is broken, our understanding is revealed. What is this main principle, the Ikar, or the foundation of the chariot? It is the conceptual reality of the tree of life. This is where our thoughts attach themselves to and become, as a result of this attachment, imbued with the radiant brilliance that is the status quo of the continuous creation that always becomes more than it was by compression and expansion. And he who is in the firmament above the living creatures, about which is written, above the firmament that was over their heads, and opposite heaven in obtaining the same main point and foundation of the chariot, wherein stand the living creatures and the throne of the chariot. And it was said to me of them, and righteous foundation of the world on the righteous ones that are above, knowing the world cover, and on the righteous ones that to the many exist the worlds that get discovered. I am adding, as a verbal comment, the idea that the world represents a frame of reference. And within every frame of reference, you have a set of 10 sephirot. And within each of those 10, you have the potential for a perfect face, a perfect partsuf. That is the 10 sephirot in their own structure. There is much to contemplate in what we have read. And yes, we have time in this class, but the truth is we will not have time to complete section Bet. It's actually section Bet of Aleph. So we are going to stop here, and we will pick this up next week. It's my intention that we will complete those Tikkuni Zohar every Tuesday night. We will complete it by next Yom Kippur, as we studied in Why Study the Zohar. And the Tikkuni Zohar was linked with the Zohar in general by using the word Tikkuni. Does anyone have any questions? I hope you find this class beneficial. I hope you find this class reasonable to continue. I hope you are hungry for the light of this Tikkuni Zohar, because to my knowledge, this is the first time there was an English translation, and now this is the first time where the Hebrew energy, the Aramaic language, is also available with that English translation. Tomorrow is Wednesday, and that there is a mini Zohar class at 4:30, followed by our Rosh Chodesh Kislev connection at 7 o'clock. Both times are West Coast times. Recommend that you join us for both or one, but especially the Rosh Chodesh connection. Shalom to all. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you. Shalom.
Thank you. The reason I was waiting is to make sure that we actually stayed connected and my call didn't drop without me knowing it.
Shalom.
And Kodesh Tov to all.
Kodesh Tov. Thank you.